Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Samara Smith, and she's from Oakland. Of course, we're going to talk about your big Independence Day celebration. So good morning to you, Samara.
Good morning.
Big, you know, people have choices. There's lots of things going on over the holiday, celebrating Independence Day. And you sort of kick things off on Sunday, July 3rd.
Yes, we have, we're going to start this year doing a Zumba in the park, which is something we haven't done in the past, but we had a Zumba instructor that kind of wanted to try that out this year. So they'll be meeting at the gazebo at 5 o'clock from 5 to 6, and you'll be able to have Zumba in the park.
Okay, so you could watch, you say, what is Zumba? Or you could just join in.
Right.
That's probably the purpose. Just get
moving. The whole purpose of Zumba is to get moving.
Yeah. And, if you haven't seen it, done it, it's quite a workout, but it's fun. They make it fun.
Right.
Yeah. So
a lot of music and dancing.
You bet. You bet. Okay. And then you have an activity following that.
Right. They, down at the community building, have a trivia game that goes on, and the people really enjoy that. So go ahead.
Have you done that? I mean, it sounds...
I haven't done it myself, no.
It kind of tests the brain, doesn't it?
Right, yes.
Yeah, but I'm sure they ask questions for people who've been around for a long time and then probably some questions that are more, you know, current and so on. So it's kind of like who can retrieve all that stuff out of their brains?
Right, and this is sponsored by the PEO chapter. So if you have any questions or need more information, you can call Betsy at 712-482-3047.
Okay, do you know, Samara, I know you can be on a team. Can you also do that individually, do you know? Or
yeah, that would be a question you'd have to ask Betsy.
Okay,
because
okay.
I haven't gone before. I'm not a trivia person.
Okay, and I'm guessing if you show up and, you know, you don't really want to participate, it could still be fun to hear people's the question
answer.
Oh, yes,
I've heard it's a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, so it's a participating or a watching kind of activity.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so then, of course, on Monday, the day, July 4th, you have a full day planned.
Right. It starts off with the volunteer fire department doing the annual pancake feed, and that goes from 7 to 10:30. And me and my family hit that every year, and they have pancakes and sausage and bacon and orange juice, and the whole community comes out, and they put out some fire trucks so the kids can see them and climb on them and get to, you know, have hands-on.
Yeah, get up close and personal with a fire engine,
right?
Huh? Okay. And who doesn't like pancakes? I don't know. There must be somebody, but I'm not sure who that is. And it's a treat to have pancakes and all the things that go with it. And great way to start off the day. You start off early, 7 a.m., but you don't have to be an early bird.
Right. You can get in there, I mean, right up to 10:30, they're cooking pancakes.
Okay.
So.
Okay. So then you have some shows going on that are kind of during the day for people who have things they'd like to show off.
Right. We have the tractor show that starts at 8 a.m., and they set those up in the park, and then during that time frame, they drive the tractors around and kind of cruise through the community, and then they come back to the park. At 9 o'clock, the cars start coming into the park for the car show. And they have registration around the car show. They also have music. They have a band that plays, and every year that's really nice to sit in the grass and listen to the music.
Saying sitting in the grass, is it a good idea for people to bring a chair with them if they are not a grass sitter?
Yes, it is a good idea to bring a chair because throughout the day, there's a lot of trees, and the shade changes spots.
Ah.
So if you have a chair and you want to go to the band, you can do that. And then if you want to switch up and go over to where the midway is, then you'd have your chair with you. So that would be good.
What time does the midway start?
The midway starts at 1 o'clock this year. We're doing things a little bit different. We're trying to keep the people in the community in the park till the fireworks. And so this year, instead of our fun run starting early, it's starting at 11. So we have the fun run, which is sponsored by Oakland Manor. The registration starts at 10. For a T-shirt and to participate, it's $15. And the proceeds go to the Vision 2020 group. It's a 3K and a 5K, and there are cash prizes for that.
Oh, okay.
And they also have a music in the park that would be starting at 11. And then the midway starts at 1 o'clock this year.
Okay. Great idea. When you have lots of shade, it really doesn't matter so much what the temperature is. If you have shade and a little breeze, it's still really nice. And so
right.
It sounds like a smart idea to kind of keep things in the park.
Yeah, it's a beautiful park, and it's nice to see it full of people from the community.
Mm-hmm. And then you also have a parade, which is a little different because you have yours later in the day. So many places have their parades at 9 or 10 in the morning. You wait
right.
till a little later in the day.
That's right, and it's never too late to register for the parade. So if you are interested in doing the parade and last minute you can put something together, registration is from 4 to 4:45 at the City Hall on Van Zee Drive, and the parade starts at 5 o'clock.
Okay. And there is a theme for that. If
yes,
you'd like to
the theme is Dreams Come True under the red, white, and blue.
Okay. And you have music kind of throughout the day, starting there at the park at 11 o'clock, and then you have some music in the afternoon and the evening?
That's right. We have music from 11 to 2, and that will be over by the car show. And then once the car show finishes up, from 5:30 to 9:30, we have four bands or music that will be playing in the park. And one thing that we're adding this year for something for the kids to do and adults as well is we're doing bingo from 6 to 8 p.m. over by the kids' playground.
Okay, but still all in the park.
It's still all in the park.
Okay, and then, of course, you have to have, at the end of the day, you have to have fireworks.
Fireworks, yes. And last year it was great. I went into the park and we just put out a blanket on the grass, and the display was beautiful. So it was a really nice firework display last year.
Great. And, you know, this, you can do all of these things. You can pick and choose these things. And if you haven't been to Oakland for a while, there's things happening in Oakland. I drive through Oakland going other places and going, oh, there's stuff happening there.
Right.
I think you have the biggest rock yet to be painted?
Right, we do. We have the rock we have been working on for the last several years, and the Freedom Rock, and it's been placed, and now they're working on doing the landscaping around the rock.
Mm-hmm.
So it should be painted in 2017, so we're just doing all the prep work for
sure.
it. So come out and see that.
Yeah, big rock. And it will be really nice. I'm sure you have visited some of those, Samara, and
yes,
Bubba does. Bubba does such a wonderful job of including local kinds of events or something on that rock. They're just amazing.
Yes. So,
and then I don't know if it was last year or 2 years ago where you took down some buildings. There's a little park there.
Right. Down on our Old Main Street, which is where Oakland got started, there was a space between where two buildings next to the museum had collapsed, and so they took those out, and Gail Strickland worked really, really hard on getting some funding and having people help her to put together a community garden, and there's a mural on the side of the museum building, which was painted, and it's a beautiful scene mm-hmm. of our farming community, and then a lot of people have worked to do the landscaping and put in some beautiful flowers.
So it's a great place to visit, but it is just really enjoyable to drive through also because you've added all those things. And then you have some folks that are busy keeping some flowers going in various places.
Right. My husband and I actually have a garden that's across
wow.
from the Dairy Queen that we did a community garden, and we've been working on that, but it has its own little version of a little rock in there and some beautiful flowers. So, yeah, we're working on the whole community just being, when you drive through, just getting a peaceful
yeah.
feeling, and
yeah.
it's very beautiful.
Maybe stop and just enjoy. Maybe I'll come and have a picnic or something.
Right. Our park is right next to the river, so and there's river access there, too. So if you float down the river or want to start there, there's a great place to do so. There's also baseball diamonds and a sand volleyball court and places to play basketball. So there's a lot to do down in Chautauqua Park.
So if we're not familiar with Oakland, how do we find Chautauqua Park?
Well, the great thing about Oakland is most everything you need to see is right on that main drag as you're driving through. So if you are coming up on 59, you should be able to drive right through the beginning and the ending of Oakland and see just about everything we have to offer. There's a pool in the football field and all those things just right on that same Highway 6 main mm-hmm. drag that runs through Oakland.
Okay, so easy to find, easy to
yes.
visit.
And we're right across from the Dairy Queen.
All right. Should be a great place to come and see you on the 4th of July or on Sunday to join in a couple of activities. So
fantastic.
We want to thank you very much, Samara Smith, for visiting with us about Oakland's Independence Day's celebration.
No problem. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Until next time, here's a thought actually from Audrey Hepburn. She said, the most important thing is to enjoy your life, to be happy. It's all that matters.